They too. The second step of the divine will in the Queen of Heaven. The first smile of the Sacrosanct Trinity over her Immaculate Conception. The soul. Here I am again, upon your maternal knees, to listen to your lessons. Celestial Mama, this poor child entrusts herself to your power. I am too poor, I know, but I know that you love me as a mama, and this is enough for me to fling myself into your arms, that you may have compassion for me. In opening the ears of my heart, you will let me hear your most sweet voice, to give me your sublime lessons. You, Holy Mama, will purify my heart by the touch of your maternal fingers, that I may enclose in it the celestial dew of your celestial teachings. Lesson of the Queen of Heaven. My child, listen to me. If you knew how much I love you, you would trust your mama more and would let not even a word of mine escape you. You must know that I not only keep you inscribed in my heart, but inside this heart I have a maternal fiber that, more than mother, makes me love my child. Therefore, I want to let you hear the great prodigy that the Supreme Fiat operated in me, so that you, by imitating me, may give me the great honor of being my daughter queen. How my heart, drowned in love, yearns to have around me the noble cohort of my little queens. So, listen to me, my beloved child. As soon as the divine fiat poured itself over my human seed in order to prevent the sad effects of sin, the divinity smiled. It put itself in feast in seeing in my seed that human seed, pure and holy, just as it came out of their creative hands in the creation of man. And so, the divine fiat took the second step in me, by carrying this human seed of mine, purified and sanctified by it, before the divinity, that it might pour out in torrents upon my littleness in the act of being conceived. And the divinity, recognizing in me their creative work, beautiful and pure, smiled with satisfaction, and wanting to celebrate me, the celestial Father poured upon me seas of power, the Son seas of wisdom, the Holy Spirit seas of love. So I was conceived in the interminable light of the divine will, and in the midst of these divine seas, as my littleness could not contain them, I formed gigantic waves to send them back as homage of love and glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. And the Trinity was all eyes upon me, and so as not to be surpassed by me in love, smiling at me and caressing me, sent me more seas, which embellished me so much that as soon as my little humanity was formed, I acquired the enrapturing virtue of enrapturing my Creator. And he truly let himself be enraptured, and so much so that between me and God, it was always feast. We denied nothing to each other. I never denied anything to them, nor did they. But do you know who animated me with this enrapturing power? The divine will, which reigned in me as life. The power of the Supreme Being was mine, and therefore we had equal power to enrapture each other. Now, my child, listen to your mama. Know that I love you very much and would like to see your soul filled with my same seas. These seas of mine are swollen and want to pour themselves out. But in order for them to do this, you must empty yourself of your will so that the divine will may take the second step over you and constituting itself as origin of life in your soul, it may call the attention of the Celestial Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit to pour themselves upon you with their overflowing seas. But in order to do this, they want to find their own will in you, because they do not want to entrust their seas of power, of wisdom, and of unspeakable beauty to your human will. Child most dear to me, listen to your mama. Place your hand upon your heart and tell me your secrets. How many times have you been unhappy, tortured, embittered because you have done your will? Know that you have cast a divine will out and have fallen into the maze of evils. The divine will wanted to render you pure and holy, happy and beautiful, of an enchanting beauty. And you, by doing your own will, have waged war against it, and in sorrow, you have cast it out of its dear dwelling, which is your soul. Listen, child of my heart, this is a sorrow for your mama, as I do not see in you the sun of the divine fiat, but the thick darkness of the night of your human will. But take courage. If you promise me to place your will into my hands, I, your celestial mama, will take you in my arms. I will place you on my knees and will reorder in you the life of the divine will. And so you too, after so many tears, will form my smile, my feast, and the smile at the feast of the Sacrosanct Trinity. The soul. Celestial Mama, if you love me so much, I pray you not to allow me to come down from your maternal knees. And as soon as you see that I am about to do my will, watch over my poor soul, and enclosing me in your heart, let the power of your love burn up my will. In this way, I will change your tears into smiles of delight.